Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax. It's Saturday Live with Robbie, and it's time to do this.
Travel talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Travel talk with Ed Finn, who's here every weekend to check out all the latest travel news and features. And of course, we're into the autumn now, time to be thinking about our plans for trips later in the year. And one of the great trips people do are visit Christmas markets in Europe.
Yeah, Christmas markets are back with the bang. And somebody described these, Robbie, I guess, once as a good city break with a nice glass of Glühwein, right? And I mean, You could say to a certain extent, one thing about Christmas, I suppose, that, you know, some countries like Germany, Robbie, and, you know, Switzerland and places like that, they just, with the snow and everything, they just do it incredibly well. Christmas Kindle Market, as they call it. And one place that I discovered this year and has become, I suppose, one of the most famous for Christmas markets is Nuremberg. Medieval Nuremberg, I suppose, it's ringed, to give you an idea, by walls with 80 towers. It's sheltered in the castle of the Holy Roman Emperors there as well. It's like a fairy tale any time of year, but in December, Robbie, it really dazzles.
And is the market within these walls?
I mean, you'd almost say like nearly the whole city becomes a Christmas market, right? Or Christkindl market, as they call it. But it's 400 years old there, Robbie, right? So Nuremberg would have been a prototype for Christmas markets across Europe. And this year, Ryanair started direct flights to Nuremberg. Very near Nuremberg as well, Robbie, you have Rothenburg, Regensburg, also amazing for Christmas markets. The train between there up to Bayreuth as well, which is only 40 minutes away. If you're into Christmas markets, this is Christmas market heaven for you, Robbie.
Not too expensive to catch a flight there, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, the flights go from, I think, to like 39 each way, and the hotels there are very good. Now, what I found about Nuremberg during the year as well, really nice hotels, Robbie, like luxury style categories as well from 130. Fantastic food. Nuremberg is famous for beer. There's over 350 breweries in the Franconia area, and they're famous for these lovely thin sausages, which are just delicious. And of course, the sauerkraut and all cakes and Christmas gingerbread men. Again, Nuremberg famous for these gingerbread men. So it's total Christmas overload.
Then if you have some snow to boot, it really adds to the Christmas vibe, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It totally does. You know, I mean, and Nuremberg markets, a lot of the stuff that you get there is authentic decorations that you just wouldn't get really in sort of normal chain stores and stuff like that. It's all very bespoke stuff. And they have a museum of toys in Nuremberg, Robbie, which has been there for years. And they say Santa Claus first filled his first sack in the Museum of Toys in Nuremberg.
Poland have some nice Christmas markets. We were at the one at Wrocław in Poland, which was gorgeous.
That's a gorgeous one. And that was direct flights as well. And Krakow, Robbie, as well. Beautiful. Krakow in Poland with the whole Jewish quarter there. That's another beautiful Christmas market.
Yeah, it's particularly good value to ease out and shop and enjoy. Particularly on the run up to Christmas. And even if it isn't snowing and you can wrap up warm and, as you say, sample the Glühwein, it just adds to a lovely pre-Christmas trip.
Some travel agents, Robbie, like Cassidy's have a Christmas markets brochure, Cassidy Travel, Click and Go, like all your travel agents have a huge number of markets from like Berlin, Amsterdam, Prague, Budapest, from 139 for 2-3 nights. So there's amazing value. They all start, Robbie, kind of around near the end of November, and some of them actually extend over Christmas and some stop right before Christmas.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't like to be thinking about Christmas at this stage, but it's always good to do a bit of planning and book your flights early if you can to get the good deals.
From the value I'm looking at there, Robbie, now there's a lot of stuff that's still really good at the moment. So definitely, yeah, good time to book us now.
Great stuff, Ed. So the Christmas markets beckon, and you're back next weekend with Travel Talk?
Yeah, I'll be back again next week, Robbie, and we'll be looking at some exciting things to do, probably for, you know, a nice autumn, fall sort of wellness spa breaks. We're having a little look at that, so we'll see how we get on. By the way, Robbie, the website there, if you want to look it up, I was just mentioning, you can just Google it anyway, but christmasnuremberg.com, and if you look up any of your, as I said, the travel agents, of course, you can do it all online.
Thanks, Ed, for your time. Enjoy your week.
Absolutely, Rob. You too. All the best.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain.
Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine.